731 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday into last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Hope you're well this morning.
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Give us the lowdown on the meeting last night.
Sure. So we had a full agenda, as is typical, but first on our agenda was a transfer of property, a subdivision application at 44 and 46 Cherry Valley Road. This is for a modest transfer of property between the two. It actually makes one of the lots conforming, so good idea in prospect. We were waiting on decisions from the health department regarding the adequacy, excuse me. Well, that was hard to say this morning. Adequacy of septic systems on the property. We received that just before the meeting on Tuesday, so the commission was able to move forward and approve that transfer. Next, we had Eggleston Holdings. This is for 0 and 23 Eggleston Lane in Old Greenwich. The applicant is asserting that they've had two distinct parcels of land in the neighborhood there for over 100 years. There was an unfortunate period of time for a few years where they had them in common ownership, and by local law, if you have property and ownership that's in common, and together they cure a non-conforming zoning criteria, and you have an intent to build on both the lots, then you may have forfeited your right to have two lots. Applicant explained the intent, gave affidavits, history of all the paperwork. Appears that it was just an error in the way that the title was filed. No building permits were ever pulled on the second lot. So the commission agreed that the properties seem to be distinct and separate. So there are two building lots, as we would say, in Old Greenwich on that location. Next, we have the Field Club looking to expand their racket sports, padel, which is a hybrid kind of between paddle or and pickleball. It's tennis where you could play with the walls, I guess is the best way to describe it. Very of the moment, as we'll see later in the agenda, we had another club that's also looking to do the same thing. Commission approved the two courts here. With some conditions about the glass enclosure being bird strike averse or bird friendly, I guess would be the best way to describe it. But that was approved. Next was 18 Close Road. This is a property that is over cubic volume for building. They're looking to put a 28 by 28 shed on the property. Commission approved that with modifications. Next, we have 240 Greenwich Ave. This project, or these properties, have been a discussion for several years about redevelopment in the parking lot behind the Bank of America building. The applicant now is proposing to rezone the property lies in two zones, the Central Business Zone, Central Greenwich Business Zone, and the Central Greenwich Business Retail Zone, which is the Greenwich Avenue Zone. They're looking to move it all into the Greenwich Avenue Zone, which affords them a building line, which is a zoning mechanism in town where parking for certain uses are free from parking requirements because of in the 1950s when the town took parking for public parking, they granted sort of amnesty to buildings in the downtown so that they wouldn't be able, they'd be able to expand but wouldn't be required to build more parking. So the client, the applicant here is looking to use that, and they're also looking to do an historic overlay, which is a rezoning for a floating zone in exchange for preserving, in this instance, in exchange for preserving the facade of the historic bank building. They would be able to have a different mix of uses, and any use that's permitted in the town, full stop, could be included in that building, whereas in the downtown there's a prescribed number of businesses that can be operating down there, or uses, I should say. So long discussion about all the things I just talked about. Obviously, it's a very complex sort of zoning application in addition to the regular stuff, the design of the building, the parking layout, traffic, et cetera. So commission sort of had their first shot at this. The applicant will be back shortly with some hopefully revisions. And that's that. So next on the agenda, we had 38 field point Chabad Lubavitch, their Center for Jewish Life. It's been before the commission several times, looking to renovate the building to suit, you know, to go from the Lutheran church to Jewish faith services, and nothing really to talk about. Commission was continually concerned about pedestrian safety in the neighborhood. Not only will the church, will the synagogue or the temple make sure that people use the crosswalk, but they will. They've done some improvements on the sidewalk, and we'll be doing some improvements in the ingress and egress to make that a little bit better. So that was approved last night. 280 Otter Rock is in Bellhaven. Was a discussion, I think, in the summer under an earlier application. There is actually a bald eagle's nest within 600 yards, of this property. And there are particular, under federal law, the particular items that you need to take care of when you have a presence of an eagle nest. The applicant, and after the summer application, went back and revised the plans to address neighbor concerns, but also that habitat situation. They have satisfactorily addressed those things, and the commission approved that with modifications. 515 East Putnam, also known as 5 Brook Ridge, was withdrawn. That was the rezoning and the site plan application. It will be back, probably, but not in, in the immediate future. Freeheim application at 1 Smith Road. They are looking to do some accessory dwelling units and some additions to a house that's not only on the coastline but over volume. Applicant addressed a prior comments from the commission, and that was approved with modifications. And last was the Holden property at 909 North Street, existing homestead. There's several buildings on the property. The homeowner is looking to consolidate and remove two of the structures and make additions to the two remaining and develop it. There's some wetland concerns, there's some drainage concerns that were holding up the decision on this, and those were addressed satisfactorily before the meeting, and the commission approved those with modifications. And then we had two pre-apps, Greenwich Country Club, again, looking to expand their racket sports and add two padel courts. And 731 Lake Avenue Trust, Applejack Farm, Lowell Weiger Estate, whatever you know it as, property there. The owner now would like to add a pool. It is in a historic overlay as well, and so it needs to go through the Planning and Zoning Commission, which is atypical for a single-family residence, but because of the historic nature, it is. This will be back as a final application probably at our next meeting. And that was, oh, I'm sorry, and then One American Lane, Greenwich.
Hey, you're burying the lead here, Pat, right?
I'm not that modest, sorry. The Greenwich American Center, this has been obviously a long discussion with the commission over a year, I think, in various forms. There is a text amendment, a zoning map amendment, and a site plan special permit. They are looking to build 198 units in essentially the property between New York and the American Can or Greenwich American Center building. The application was closed at the last meeting, mostly to digest all the criteria that the neighboring town of North Castle had put regarding their concerns of environmental impacts. Ultimately, the commission found that the design and the process that they'll have to go through, which is getting final wetland permits and sewer, there's a wastewater treatment plant, a standalone private one there that will need to be upgraded and expanded. But the requirements for those to be done have to or by their nature are going to be obligated to not impact the environment. So concerns about effluent and water treatment after the fact are going to be minimized because the agencies that have the authority to check those systems will be doing their job, and they won't get a permit if they don't. So ultimately the design the commission found was consistent with the new regulation for the BEX 50 zone for residential uses. It was in compliance with the POCD, and the impacts that were raised could all be mitigated with the design that was being proposed slight modifications that the commission noted needed to be done and approved that as well. So, sorry.
Okay.
Mouthful today.
Okay. Next meeting, what do you got on the agenda? Anything
Yes. So we'll have a 830G application at 530 Old Post Road number 3, conversion of an office building into a few apartments with affordables included. I believe we were going to have 189 Sound Beach Avenue. That's a it is a knockdown of a newer building in the district to replace it with I would say nicer, but you know, more updated office and retail space. That is, I think, of it of note.
Okay. So. And then to cover a couple of quickies here. Any idea when you're going to get the dog park was approved by the Board of Health? When you might get that?
I don't know. I have to go to see where they've gone. I know they've gone to the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Health. It will require, it not an MI, but it will require a site plan because of its coastal proximity. And most likely because of the facets of the design, I'll probably go to the commission for them to look at it. So that should be coming back shortly, but we have not received the official application yet, so I can't say for certain it'll be on the next meeting. It'll probably be too soon for that, but shortly, definitely.
All right, and you have an executive session Friday, which I guess you can't talk about, but any
decision? Well, I can tell you what the discussion is going to be about pending litigation. I think everyone saw in the paper that Mason Street Partners, who's doing the 830G application on the corner of Mason Street and Bruce Park, has filed a lawsuit against the commission's decision. They have issues with the conditions of the approval. It wasn't a denial, but it was an approval with conditions. And so we are in that process right now. So every once in a while, we have to get together when there's possible settlements or updates as to court dates and strategies or whatever. So that's what we'll be talking about. But again, the details are, you know, I can't give you the why, but not the what.
So. Right. All right. Great. Pat, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it this morning. Take care. We'll talk
soon.
Have
a great day. Thank you.
That's Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning, Town of Greenwich, on last night's meeting.